Well, good morning, race fans. Welcome to the June 24th running of the first ever Iowa Corn Indy 250. We are extremely proud to be here this morning. And to help us celebrate, we have a number of folks that we have with us that are going to kick things off this morning. We have our leadership, ICGA, Iowa Corn Grower Association President Bob Bowman, Iowa Corn Promotion Board Chairman Kyle Phillips. We have Senator Grassley, Senator Harkin, Lieutenant Governor Patty Judge, Secretary of Agriculture Bill Northey, and Peter Hemken from Pioneer, one of our partners this morning. We are, again, pleased to be here. I'm going to act as your moderator this morning and bring each of these folks up for some of their comments. We're going to start with Bob Bowman. Very quickly, Bob, as I said, is president of the Iowa Corn Growers and raises corn, soybeans, and alfalfa, and specialty corn near DeWitt, Iowa. He's been involved in ag organizations for over 30 years. Given our time, I'm going to skip the rest of the introduction. Suffice it to say that Bob is a very involved individual and has been a key individual in helping move Iowa corn forward. And with that, Bob Bowman.
Thanks, Craig. I just want to welcome everybody here. I speak on behalf of all the corn growers from the great state of Iowa. And it is a great day. It's a great day for racing. It's a great day for Iowa. It's a great day for our economy. And as this race is titled, it's a great day for ethanol. Iowa, this race doesn't just happen to be here. Iowa is the top leading state in production of corn. It's also the top leading state in ethanol production. So it's only fitting that we bring the top racers here to the state to compete today. Just a couple quick facts. Did you know that the ethanol usage in this country amounts to or takes the place of 100,000 barrels of crude oil every day? A bushel of corn produces, some of these plants are increasing their efficiency, between 2.7 and 3 gallons per bushel for every bushel that we designate to ethanol. An acre of corn produces 300 gallons of fuel-grade ethanol, and that's enough to power 4 cars for a year in a 10% blend. It's not by mistake that 70% of our state vehicles use ethanol, and that one out of every 10 vehicles are a flex-fuel vehicle. We support our consumers, and we have the backing of our politicians, our political partners, with a lot of the legislation and a lot of the things that have got us to this point, and we appreciate your help and support. We can look forward to giving this nation even more help in achieving the renewable fuel goals. And with that, I thank you again for coming today. It's a great honor. This whole thing is like the perfect storm for us. It's a brand new racetrack here, 100% ethanol, fuel grade ethanol in their fuel tanks, and we're able to take part of it. So thank you.
Thanks, Bob. And next we have Kyle Phillips, who is the chairman of the Iowa Corn Promotion Board. And he, too, has been farming for over 30 years in Knoxville and Marion County. He produces corn and soybeans on nearly 3,000 acres there. Kyle also has been extremely involved in both state and national initiatives supporting corn growers and ethanol. And with that, Kyle Phillips.
Good morning. I'm here today representing the 60,000 corn farmers across the state of Iowa who contribute to the Iowa Corn Checkoff Fund. I also represent 30 years of hard work promoting ethanol to help get it where it is today. Corn farmers are accustomed to hard work, and they're accustomed to constantly working against the clock, much like any car drivers. Corn farmers have an optimal time to plant and to harvest their crops. They must take into consideration adverse weather and equipment breakdowns in order to hit that optimal window. Any car drivers also understand that they have to work with the weather and set their cars up. They have to deal with an occasional equipment breakdown. The IndyCar teams have to pick the optimal time to pit, and the drivers have to pick the optimal time to pass for the lead. IndyCar drivers and corn farmers are similar in one other manner, and that is the fuel that they use. Ethanol. Corn farmers produce the corn and that is converted to ethanol, and they turn around and purchase the ethanol and run in their personal vehicles. IndyCar drivers will be racing on 100% ethanol this afternoon and the entire IndyCar Series season. Ethanol, or corn farmers, are good stewards of the land. Ethanol is good for the environment. Ethanol is good for energy independence. And ethanol is great for our economy. As the IndyCars hit the track this afternoon, we must remember that Iowa corn farmers have been promoting ethanol for 30 years to help get it where it is today. And ethanol is in a very good place today, but much more work needs to be done outside the Midwest. A partnership with Iowa corn farmers, EPIC, Iowa Speedway, and the IndyCar Series running on 100% ethanol is a giant leap in the right direction. Thank you.
Thanks, Kyle. It's now my pleasure to introduce Senator Chuck Grassley, who is the senior Republican on the Senate Finance Committee and a longtime supporter of ethanol. I think a comment from Renewable Fuels Association Bob Dineen most accurately sums up our next speaker. He wrote that Chuck Grassley was ethanol before ethanol was cool. Were it not for your decades of unwavering commitment, our industry would be a shell of itself today. And with that, Senator Grassley, thank you for being here.
Well, Bob knows that I've had a lot of help from other people like Senator Harkin and the entire congressional delegation and the state leadership that's on top of all this. It's good to be here with the corn growers. Thank you for your leadership. And I think it'd be good if we would remind that people in Newton and the state of Iowa worked hard to get an outstanding raceway here. We compliment them once again. I was here last September when they had an opening and was able to do that, but I don't think we should forget that this is good for the Newton area and all of Iowa, just like corn and ethanol is good for the state of Iowa. Thank you very much for the opportunity to be with you, and particularly with my political leaders of Iowa who are here and who have been long supporters of ethanol as well. And the Indy Race League for cooperating with agriculture in this effort as well. We thank them very much. We probably in Iowa don't think that we need to promote ethanol because we've been acquainted with it for so long. But just remember the long ways to get to where ethanol is today. And I still say it's an infant industry because it's still under attack. Last week in the Senate when we had three amendments that were one way or the other going to hurt ethanol, and we survived those, but it's a fight that reminds you that even though we understand ethanol in Iowa, it's still something that isn't accepted, or maybe better yet, not to say it's accepted, but to say that people aren't acquainted with it as we are. And consequently, you know, when we, I think that ethanol becomes widely known when people in the East don't pronounce it ethanol anymore, you know, you think you're well on your way, and then we have these amendments up. But we still have to fight, and I think we had a good energy bill last week that's going to promote ethanol and all alternative energies and renewable energies to a greater extent, and we want to keep that up. I think the bottom line of it is that we need to remind ourselves that, and the word good's been used here. I like to use it because it's the old Campbell soup commercial, good, good, good. It's good for farmers. It's good for the environment. It's good for good-paying jobs in rural America where we didn't think we'd have ever jobs like this before. It's good for our balance of trade because we're importing less petroleum. It's good for our national defense. Everything about ethanol is good, 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 and it's particularly good today because it's filled and helping with the fun of Iowans as well, and helping to promote the economy in Iowa. So thanks for everybody that's been involved in ethanol and the Indy races.
Thank you very much, Senator Grassley. Again, now another pleasure of mine is to introduce Senator Tom Harkin, another longtime supporter and great friend of Iowa corn and ethanol. He's been a very strong supporter over the years. And with that, Senator Harkin.
Greg, thank you very much. Well, I can't really add much to what Chuck just said, but I will say this. I won't predict who's going to win the race this afternoon, but I know this. Everybody wins today when they use ethanol. America wins, Iowa wins, our economy wins, so everybody's going to win today because we're using ethanol. I think it's time for us to stop talking about energy independence and making it happen. Iowa's leading the way in that. As a matter of fact, data will show that if we didn't export ethanol out of the state, we could replace in this state 100% of our gasoline usage right now in the state of Iowa. So Iowa really is leading the way with deeds and not just words. I can say that as chairman of the Agriculture Committee, I'm privileged to have that spot now. And we did in the 2002 Farm Bill, and we put the first ever energy title in the Farm Bill to begin, you know, focusing our Farm Bill focus on energy production and biofuels production. And we're going to expand that greatly in the Farm Bill this year also. So we're looking to see whatever we can do to, again, enhance and improve and make more profitable the use of ethanol. We're going to be doing more research. We talked about that earlier in a meeting. Bob may have mentioned that we're getting about 2.7 to 3 gallons a bushel, and scientists and stuff tell us that we can even get more than that. So we haven't even reached the limits of what we can do in corn ethanol yet in this country. So that's what we're looking at in the new Farm Bill coming up, enhancing the energy title, doing more that we can to promote the production and the use of ethanol. I've said it before, and I'll keep saying it, is that when we draw our fuel from the corn fields of the Midwest, that means we don't have to draw it from the oil fields in the Mideast, which is unstable, which costs us a lot of money and gets us in all kinds of problems around the world. I think we are on our way. I think the energy bill that Chuck just talked about we passed this year was at 30 billion gallons, I think, by 2022. So we're committed to that now as a nation. All we have to do is have the policies and things in place to just make sure it happens. So I'm just proud of all the people who have been involved here in the raceway. I thank the Indy Race League for using 100% ethanol in all their cars. Our dream, of course, is that in the not-too-distant future, we're going to see ethanol gas stations, ethanol E85 stations all up and down the East Coast and the West Coast. We'll have pipelines from the Midwest just like they do in Saudi Arabia. We'll have our pipelines here going to the big cities and stuff, transporting ethanol to all of our major areas, population areas in the United States. It's going to happen, and I just want to thank all those people that came before that for the last 30 years have been pushing so hard on this. But if you think ethanol is good now, you ain't seen nothing yet. It's going to get much better in the future. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator Harkin. Next, it's my pleasure to introduce Patty Judge, our Lieutenant Governor. I want to mention, though, that for the last 8 years, she has been Iowa's Secretary of Agriculture and done a wonderful job of promoting agriculture in this state as well as leading the way on ethanol. And now with her in the Lieutenant Governor's spot, again, another big champion and place for her to be. So with that, Lieutenant Governor Judge.
Thank you, Craig. And I want to thank all of the corn growers for sponsoring this race. Particularly today, I want to thank you for that. But more than that, I want to thank you for hanging in for 30 years. We talk about ethanol today as if it was a recent discovery, and that people are just now understanding the potential of the product. But the truth is that the people sitting here on the front row have been in the trenches for a long, long time, and we really, as a state, do appreciate what you're doing. I also want to thank the Indy Racing League for coming to Iowa and for deciding to burn ethanol in their cars. We're really, really glad to have you here, and we hope that that this will be one of many races. We are giving the nation a message of clean, renewable energy. And that's important. That's important work while we're having a bit of fun here today, too. This is a great day for Iowa. You've heard that these other speakers say that. I want to echo it again. We are the leader in the country in the production of ethanol, and we're proud of that. You know, we came through a difficult period of time in the 1980s, for those of us who were involved in agriculture, when the world looked pretty darn dark. And many people left the industry, and in fact, people left the state at that time. Some people thought there was no tomorrow. This city of Newton, up the road, came through a pretty rough time not very long ago, and it looked like the lights were pretty dim for Newton. Today, the future looks bright. In my opinion, there has never been a more exciting time to live in Iowa, to be involved in agriculture, and I think Newton is going to see great things. My congratulations, too, to all of the people involved in the racetrack and all of the citizens of Newton. Thank you very much for letting me be here with you today, Craig.
Thank you very much, Lieutenant Governor Judge. And now the next person also is pretty special to the corn growers. He started as a state grower leader from northern Iowa, became Iowa's corn grower president, and then a National Corn Grower Association president, a really good friend, and now Iowa's Secretary of Agriculture, Bill Northey.
Well, thank you. Great to be with you this morning. Today's a celebration of a 30-year overnight success. We're certainly on the radar of lots of folks now, but to look back, as has been talked about this morning, of 30 years of work to build this industry. And it was built from scratch. It didn't have to happen. It was people that made this happen. It was folks 30 years ago saying, we're so productive raising corn, if we don't find other things to do with it, it'll never be worth anything. We need to find other things to do with this. And they built this industry that now is producing billions of gallons. Right now, for example, this year, we will have well over a billion times where an American family will drive up to a gas station and will put ethanol blended fuels into their tank. And to think of that 30 years ago, that we were just looking for a little market for our corn. And now we're actually creating opportunities for energy independence in this country. So while today the cars will be burning ethanol and the farmers will be producing that ethanol, absolutely every day farmers right now are part of that drive towards energy independence, freeing ourselves from foreign oil, and creating economic development right here in Iowa and all across this country. So thank you to all of you that were a part of this. This is a great day, and we look forward to seeing those cars run around the track. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. And lastly, we have Peter Hemken, who is Vice President and General Manager of DuPont Biobased Materials. And Peter's going to talk from Pioneer, and we're going to talk a little bit about the future. So with that, Peter.
Thank you very much. It's certainly a pleasure to be with you here today, and Pioneer and DuPont are proud to be part of the industry that's helping to fuel the cars that you'll see here today. The IRL is demonstrating with the race today that the world has a solution here with ethanol that can help reduce our dependence on petroleum. As the world demand for food and feed and fuel continues to increase, the agricultural industry must continue to step up with innovations that will help us to meet these needs. DuPont and its Pioneer business are providing the traits and the products to help farmers continue to increase their productivity to meet demand. Through the tools of biotechnology, we're accelerating our research and development efforts to bring better, higher-yielding corn hybrids and soybean varieties more quickly to the market. And the work that Pioneer is doing to increase productivity is part of the DuPont biofuel strategy. Pioneer is leading the industry in its work to help increase ethanol production per acre of corn. And in addition to increasing yields with traditional and biotech means, we've categorized all of our hybrids for their ethanol yield potential. Over 180 corn hybrids in the Pioneer lineup produce above-average ethanol yields. Growers of these hybrids have the best of both worlds, more bushels per acre and increased ethanol per bushel. Pioneer has also developed technology that allows ethanol plants to know the ethanol yield potential for each load of grain that is entering their plant. This information will help them work with local farmers to further improve their ethanol output. DuPont is also working to develop ethanol and other biofuels from cellulose-derived parts of the plant, which some people call stover. This will help to further boost the ethanol production that Iowa farmers can get per acre and help farmers increase their revenue stream. The final part of the DuPont strategy is to develop new and improved biofuels from corn and other feedstocks using existing ethanol plants and existing feedstocks, corn here in Iowa. This next generation biofuel has superior performance and environmental attributes. So with increasing world populations and development around the world and a finite supply of petroleum, it's already been said before, the agriculture and biofuels industries need to step up. They're going to be challenged to meet the demand in the coming years. It's through the tools of biotechnology and also through continued investment in both agriculture and biofuels R&D that farmers in Iowa and around the world can meet this challenge to both feed and help fuel the world. It's a pleasure to be with you today, and thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Peter. I would like to thank some other folks before we leave this conference today. I'd especially like to thank EPIC, the Ethanol Promotion Information Council. Without their hard work, without the years that their founding partners put in to getting this racing league to where it is, to using 100% fuel-grade ethanol, we wouldn't be standing here today, at least not those of us in the ethanol industry. So I want to give a special thanks to Tom Slonica and EPIC and the ethanol that's out there. That is very important to us as an industry to have that look and that brand, and we really appreciate all the work that you're doing. In addition, I'd like to thank the IndyCar Series. It's been a really fun project to work on. The Iowa Speedway has been fantastic. Stan, thank you so much for everything that you have done to help make Iowa Corn's experience in sponsoring our first ever race so wonderful. We really appreciate it. And, of course, I have to thank also Iowa's corn growers, because without their vision, again, all of this stuff wouldn't be here. A big thank you to all of our participants this morning leading the way for us. So now we've heard about the past. You've heard where we've been. You've heard a little bit about the future and where we're going, but most importantly, I'm interested in the present, and I'm interested in today, and I'm interested in having a lot of fun. And with that, a big thank you for all of you for being here. Let's go race. We do have, for members of the press, we've got some press packets back here and available, and we have this room for about 9 minutes, and I'm sure that any of these folks up here who've spoken this morning would be happy to visit with you individually if you have any questions. Thank you very much for being here.